Track 7. Fires could increase if pony numbers cut. Wildfires could increase if Dartmoor pony numbers reduce under the new grazing contracts, Plymouth City Council has warned. Councillors have thrown their weight behind protecting Dartmoor ponies, including ministers, to exclude them from new Natural England contracts. For the first time, ponies will be counted within Agri-Environment Scheme stocking calculations alongside cattle and sheep. There are fears these ponies, which have grazed the moor for more than 4,000 years, could disappear in favour of more commercially viable animals as Dartmoor commoners face an impossible choice. Presenting a motion to protect the Dartmoor ponies to Plymouth City Council on Monday, Councillor Daniel Steele, Labour Plimstock Radford, said while there were no direction to cull the ponies, the financial incentives for commoners to remove them from the moor could put the current population at risk at this autumn's drift, the annual roundup of ponies from the moor. Campaigners say up to 90% of the semi-wild pony population could go. An online petition to stop this happening has so far been signed by over 200,000 people. Councillor Steele said the move directly contradicts the independent Thursday review commissioned by the government in 2023, which accepted a recommendation that ponies and cattle should not be linked for agri-environment stocking calculations and that Natural England should not take action likely to result in a decline in pony numbers. Councillor Ray Morton, Labour, said the government said it did not want pony numbers cut, so had been listening. We need them to act so the risk is gone for good. Natural England sets a limit on how many animals can graze the common and the ponies get counted in with all the other livestock, so a commoner trying to keep the animals that pay the bills can be left with an impossible choice. He said Melina grass was spreading across the moor and it was a fire risk. He had witnessed wildfires from the length of the A386 from the north of Plymouth right up towards Oakhampton. The ponies are the only animals that will eat the grass down. Fewer ponies means more fuel for the next fire.
Seafront shines again with new solar lights. Plymouth Seafront is twinkling again after residents and businesses joined forces to install solar lights. The promenade has been in darkness for 5 years since the previous lights were removed by Devon County Council for safety reasons. Since then, Plymouth Town Council has been working on replacements with £60,000 earmarked for the project. In the meantime, a group of business owners and residents raised £200 for solar-powered twinkling lights, which are now wound around lampposts along the seafront. There was an initial setback after the first two sets were removed or stolen. However, these were quickly replaced with new sets paid for through contributions from the town's traders. 14 more sets of lights soon followed to festoon the rest of the lampposts. Ed Winsborough of Plymouth Residents Group said, "Plymouth has once again demonstrated its strong community spirit with residents and local businesses coming together to fund and install new fairy lights that have already brightened the seafront for evening walkers and visitors." Ian Featherby, one of Plymouth's business owners who funded the lights, said, "We now have 14 sets of lights along the promenade. Whilst they are only solar powered, they certainly brighten up the seafront. The official lights are due to be fitted in the near future, but in the meantime, they, along with the flags, make the promenade a brighter place. There is still no date for the installation of decorative illuminations. However, highways officers have approved the town council's plans. Mock-up designs have already been created for a salmon and anchor motif to adorn the 40 lighting columns along the seafront. There have been delays over approval of the technical specification for the scheme. Plymouth Town Council said last month it is now in a position to ask the contracted lighting company to make final modifications to the designs. Then the final version and the price can be agreed by town councillors. The town council will then have to apply for planning permission from Teignbridge Council before the installation of the lights can go ahead.
School lockdown triggered after children's knife claims. A secondary school in Newton Abbott was placed into lockdown after a teenager claimed to be carrying a knife near the school gates. Kingshead Academy went into lockdown on Wednesday, July the 1st, after two teenagers, neither of whom were pupils at the school, the Mid-Devon Advertiser understands, entered the site. Staff challenged the pair and they left the premises, but one of them is then reported to have remained near the gate and claimed to have a knife. No weapon was seen and no direct threats were made to staff or students. In an email sent to parents and seen by the Mid-Devon Advertiser, the school said the comment was extremely serious, particularly as large numbers of pupils were due to leave the site shortly afterwards. As such, the school initiated lockdown procedures and the police were contacted. Officers carried out searches and inquiries in the surrounding area, but the individuals involved were not located. A police spokesman told the Mid-Devon Advertiser police were notified on Wednesday, July 1st, to reports that a boy allegedly in possession of a knife in Newton Abbott. Once it was considered safe, staff were deployed outside to supervise pupils leaving the site and the lockdown was lifted. The school praised pupils for their calm response and staff for their professionalism in managing the situation and following emergency procedures. Parents were also thanked for their patience and support. Kingshead Academy said it will continue to work closely with police and review its procedures to ensure the school remains a safe environment for students and staff.